You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is up, Buckeyes fans? Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Buckeyes for the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. It is Wednesday, June the 9th in the year 2021. And no matter if you're listening to the audio version of the podcast via the Odyssey app or Apple Podcasts or any of the numerous ways you can catch the audio version of Locked On Buckeyes, or if you're watching us via youtube.com/LockedOnBuckeyes, I want to thank you for making this podcast a part of your day. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at JStevens07. You can also follow the podcast on Twitter as well at Locked On Buckeye. Lineup for today in segment two, we bring back the Big Things Coming series today and this week. Today and Friday will be about offensive linemen. Segment three, a little bit of news coming out about expansion for the college football playoff. We'll begin today's show with a boom. B-O-O-M, not trying to blow out your eardrums, but you get the gist. You get the movement that I'm providing this morning for you, or afternoon, whenever you're listening to the show. Caleb Brown is the latest individual to announce that he will be playing football in Columbus in the future. I believe it was, let's say, this is Tuesday, so it was Monday evening. The announcement came out via his very own Twitter page. I believe he just said committed 100%. There was a graphic out there. Not sure who does the graphic, but might I say, no, we're not too far into the show. I want to say, whoever does these graphics, they do a phenomenal job. I know that there are different people out there that do graphics for the recruits, and I've seen guys that tweet out and say, hey, if you're a recruit looking for different graphics for your commitment, reach out to me. I will assist you in this manner. So I don't know who does it, but these guys do a phenomenal job, and they do find great graphic designers to assist them for this big announcement. Caleb Brown, 5'11", 177-pound, four-star wide receiver, running back slash wide receiver out of St. Rita, I believe it's Academy High School in Chicago, Illinois. He is the number two ranked recruit in the 2022 class in the state of Illinois, number sixth wide receiver in the country, 63rd ranked recruit in the 2022 recruiting class. Everything from the four-star to the recruiting rankings, that is via 24/7 Sports. I mentioned that he is a running back slash wide receiver set because if you look at some highlight films and you look at how he was utilized there at St. Rita, you will see some running back sets. You will see some wide receiver sets. You will see a little variation of him and how he can be implemented and how he will be an individual that will be very, very vital, very, very needed, someone that's very needed for this time period when Ryan Day is taking over and you're still trying to utilize some of those Urban Meyer tactics and coaching schemes, offensive schemes, and you want to implement your schemes, which will be probably a lot of pro concepts that Ohio State has not seen lately. This young man, Caleb Brown, I believe it was his freshman year. He did run a 10.8 in the 100-meter dash, which is fast. Now, you say that might not be blazing fast, but that is still some speed that he has, high 10s. Just to give a little connection, I went to a state track meet recently, and the winner of the 100-meter dash, he ran a 10.67. I think it was actually a 10.65. The first sign said 10.67. But after they did everything, I guess I know he ran a 10.65, and it was a 100-meter dash. That was a state champion running a 10.67. This young man as a freshman ran a 10.8. Speed. Now, it's not the top end speed you're looking for, not the kind of speed that you're going to want to see from maybe a slot receiver, or if you're thinking about a Curtis Samuel or a KJ Hill, someone like that. He doesn't have that type of speed, but that can be coached up. I mean, there are going to be speed coaches that he works with where that is going to be something that very well could be something that does help him. Also, one key piece about Caleb Brown, he could very well be utilized in the return game. And that's something that I think very soon Ryan Day is going to try to put a push. Like, hey, guys, we have so much talent, so much speed, so many guys on our return team. We should be returning punts and kickoffs multiple times a year. Yes, it's difficult, especially with the where these young men are kicking the ball off from. It's very hard to not have a touchback and to really, really be a big piece in the return game. But it is possible. It's very possible. And just you wait. I'm not saying it's going to be this year, but just you wait. Caleb Brown could be utilized. Well, his first year at Ohio State can't be this year, but he may be utilized as an individual to be utilized in the return game. Boost that 10-8 to say, let's just say he does run a 10-6-5 when it comes to Ohio State or faster. Those type of skill sets, the twitchiness, the elusiveness, the ability to be a little slippery at times as well, those type of attributes that he has, those things could be utilized in the return game, which in turn will make you very, very happy, because instead of leaving your couch or going to the bathroom during a kickoff or during a punt, you're sitting down and watching and say, oh, we're returning the ball? This could be our chance to take this bad boy to the house. This is a big thing for Ohio State via the recruiting, because when Caleb Brown did announce that, when he announced that he would be playing football at Ohio State, or he'll be committed to Ohio State moved right back above Georgia to be the number one ranked recruiting class in 2022. Yes, it is highlighted and littered with a few guys that are amazing. Well, you know them. You hear about them all the time. Quinn Ewers, who we're going to have a little story planning, if depending on how things go, have a little Quinn Ewers story that I heard that I think you will like at the end of Friday's show. But Quinn Ewers, five-star quarterback out of Texas. Jaheim Singletary, five-star corner out of Jacksonville, Florida. C.J. Hicks right here in the state of Ohio, five-star linebacker. And then you also have Caleb Burton. Not Caleb Brown, Caleb Burton, five-star receiver out of Texas. And you have Caleb Brown, four-star out of Illinois, going right down. Kion Graves, four-star receiver out of Chandler, Arizona. I'm looking for more wide receivers. But that boosts everything. You move ahead of Georgia, number one recruiting class in the country. Yes, those hold some weight. Those don't hold the weight that I think people on the television will tell you and the radio shows will tell you, but it does say a lot about the future of your program, and you got to have a lot of coaches to coach these guys up. Oh, one thing very quickly. It was looked like Caleb Brown was going to be going to Notre Dame or the team up north, but he formed a connection with Brian Hartline. He said that connection was what led me to committing to play at the Ohio State University. Let's step away very quickly. When we come back, we will go back to our Big Things Coming series. Today it's an offensive lineman. Friday, an O lineman. Who is the O lineman we talk about today? Stick around to find out. But first, check this out. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose brands, specifications, and even prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck right locked on in their How Did You Hear About Us box, so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. Lucy Nicotine is a company founded by Caltech scientists and former smokers looking for a better and cleaner nicotine alternative. Finally, tobacco alternatives that don't suck. Lucy Nicotine was researched and developed for 3 years to be for people, not patients. Lucy lozenges and gums are FSA and HSA eligible, so you can use your FSA cards to purchase Lucy now. And it's convenient and discreet. Products can be enjoyed anywhere, on flights, at work, on the go, or even in the gym. It's 2021. Get rid of your cigarettes, unplug your vape, throw out your dip, and get some Lucy Nicotine Gum Lozenges. This is the real deal. A subscription to Lucy comes directly to your door each month. It's so simple, and you don't have to leave your house because Lucy has delivery down. Locked On College Network listeners, that is you. Go to lucy.co and use promo code Locked On College to get 20% off all products for your first order, including gum or lozenges. That's lucy.co and use promo code Locked On College, all one word, LOCKEDONCOLLEGE at checkout. And as we roll on here, a Locked On Buckeyes here on a Wednesday. Remember, it's three times a week right now, and it's the perfect time to remind you to make sure you head to YouTube.com. In the search engine, in the search bar, search Locked On Buckeyes. Hit that subscribe button. Be alerted every time a new video is uploaded of every episode. That's correct. Of every episode, there's going to be a video updated for that episode for you to enjoy, not just the audio version, the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, or even the other ways you can catch the podcast, but also on YouTube as well. Audio, we got you. Video, got you there. So many ways to enjoy Locked On Buckeyes so you don't miss a beat. If you remember, I believe we took a week off when June came in full effect. We took a week off from the Big Things Coming series. We're back at it. This week, O-linemen. Next week, D-linemen. Only two. Only got time to pick two. I might do a little bit more in July to highlight more offensive linemen, but for right now, only two O-linemen. Two O-linemen this week, two D-linemen next week. And this gentleman today, it's someone that I've heard Ohio State offensive linemen, those inside the program, they have said, this young man, and I say young for a reason, he has a very good shot at being the Outland Trophy winner at some point while he is at the Ohio State University. The Outland Trophy goes to the individual that is voted on by voters that do this for a living to be the best, or voted on as the best offensive lineman in college football. It's not there, Mumford. It's not Nicholas Petit-Frere. At least not today. There might be somebody we hit on Friday. Paris Johnson Jr. coming in, a highly touted one of the top O-linemen in the country when he came into Ohio State as a freshman, and people were excited. Oh, Paris, oh my goodness, man. Where is he going to be? Is he going to be a tackle? Yeah, he's a tackle. He's a tackle in high school. He'll be a tackle at Ohio State. What's about 6'7", 300? Oh my, I mean, look at his build. Look at how he moves. He moves so freely. He has great arm extension. He's very quick. He's very agile for his size. Hey, yes, a stud, you got a good one. Yes, Ryan Day utilized him, put him in the right spot. And one thing about Paris Johnson Jr. we realized last year as a freshman is everybody expects him to be a tackle. Everybody expects him to be a guy. He will not be on the field until he is a tackle. But when the rubber meets the road and one guy that's a starter goes down due to injury and one guy goes down, you need somebody else to fill in, who do you want to go to? You want to put the best guys on the field. One thing I remember, I'll say this very quickly, the year 2016 when the Cubs won the World Series, one thing I loved about Joe Madden, Joe Madden, I believe his name is, I forget the manager's name, but one thing I loved about him is he had players playing all over the field. It was very, put the best nine or eight players on the field. I take away the pitcher because the pitcher is a specialist, but you get the gist. Put the best players on the field. You saw Ben Zobrist sometimes play second base, sometimes play outfield. You saw Chris Bryant a lot of times play third base, but you saw him play also right field and left field. You saw Javier Baez at that same time. He was originally a second baseman, but he also played a little shortstop as well, which is where he's currently playing right now. It's truly play the best players. And that's one thing about Paris Johnson Jr. Last year, you realized when he got on the field, he did not play tackle. I don't know if he played a snap or tackle last year outside. Well, there was no spring game. I don't think he played a snap or tackle last year at all. It was all guard, right guard or left guard. And I went back and watched and heard him talk via some media availability. I think it was back in April. And he made some comments that really stuck out to me. He said the transition from tackle to guard. And he really talked about how in tackle, you're on an island. You're by yourself. It's one-on-one. Similar to a corner, but not as much because a corner is on a bigger island than the offensive tackle, right or left. But as a tackle, you are by yourself. You're pretty much mono-a-mono. You may get some help from a running back that's behind you. These are words that come from Mr. Paris Johnson Jr. himself. But you may get some assistance. But also, if you don't get that assistance, it's you by yourself, and you better find a way to make this thing work. Number two, what he said was, he said that transition from tackle to guard. He said, yeah, when you're at a guard, you're getting help. You have to help the center sometimes. You may get some help from the tackle, but you're more playing inside than outside. But also, he made a comment that I think is going to be very, very vital to this year, because I still think that the COVID testing, which I don't like saying that right now, in the middle of June, I know Ohio just lifted all of their stuff. Columbus, I think Columbus might still have a mask mandate from an article that I recently read, but that may be going away. Indianapolis, where I live, just released theirs, said vaccinated people don't have to wear masks, but unvaccinated do. But they're still not open to where sporting events can be full. The restrictions are a little crazy. I'm very curious how this COVID testing during this upcoming season will work. Because if it goes anything like last year, yes, I don't think you'll have the positives like last year. But if you get a scenario where a guy tests positive, that's a starter. You need to have somebody move over to fill that role because the backup behind him is solely at that one spot. Paris Johnson Jr. can not only play tackle, where there's different footwork than guard. There's different hand placement than guard. There's different calls than guard. He can also play right and left guard, and he made something very interesting. Aside from all of the things we see on the film, these are some details that I like about a guy that I know what you can do on the field, but the transition from playing right guard to left guard, he said seemingly there is no difference. I mean, the hand placement for him, there's differences, but he said he could play either one, the flexibility to play tackle, to play right guard, to play left guard, and in a team, in an offensive line, where you're going to have Petit Frere right next to him on the right side of the line, Paris Johnson Jr. playing right guard, starting right guard this year, taking over for Wyatt Davis. They have Mumford on the left side. Your tackles are fine. You're going to have a guy right there in Paris Johnson Jr. who's going to be fine as well. And for the youngster or sophomore, he knows this. One, I'm not draft eligible after this year, so I need to kill this year and kill the following year. Yes, someone said tackles make more than guards do. That is true. But Paris Johnson Jr., whenever he is draft eligible and he decides to leave to go to the NFL, I truly think he's going to be more valuable than some people may think because of his time playing both guard and tackle, excelling at both, planning for the future at the Ohio State University. Let's step away very quickly, guys. One more time. When we come back, we'll talk about college football playoff expansion. Got a little bit more details about that. Some you may like, some you may not. What are they? Stick around to find out. But first, check this out. Did you know that Built Bar has 9, count them, 9 delicious flavors plus the occasional limited time flavor. When you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their favorites. Flavors are coconut, coconut almond, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, peanut butter brownie. I can't talk. Double chocolate and even salted caramel. Not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, but they're also healthy as well. They're low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, and they're also great for the keto diet. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15, LOCKED15, and you will get 15% off your next order. Once again, go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15. You will get 15% off your next order at BuiltBar.com. And as we roll on and wrap up this Wednesday edition here of Locked On Buckeyes, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every single day. A phenomenal way for you to connect with the show. And if you want to talk back, have a question, a comment, a concern, or you see something and you would look for that question to be featured here on the show, it's to text or call the voicemail 850-462-5442. Once again, 850-462-5442. It is a hotline dedicated to any show that I am on or that I host. You can call that number, text that number, leave a voicemail, send a text message. Your question, your comment, whatever you say might be featured. not audio, only reading the message right here on the podcast on a future episode. I will say, if you do that, leave your name and also leave where you're from so we can know it properly to identify each and every individual. College football playoff expansion, it's coming. How soon will it come? I know the current contract, I believe it's up at the 2025 season. At the end of the 2025 season. So you got a few more years left of the current format. But we know money talks. We know executives at these media networks, they want to get their hands in a piece of the pie. So all of these things kind of work. But as it stands right now, there are meetings going on. There are two meetings that were supposed to be happening later on this summer. And there will be people that are university officials, athletic directors, media executives, and others around college sports that have been talked to that'll be a part of these meetings, either physically or just their voice getting the message across, to where they will try to implement different things that will assist them to get what they want. Right now, everyone knows expansion. Is it going to be an 18 playoff? Is it going to be a 16 playoff? Is it going to be a 10, a 12, a 16, I'm 24? I personally haven't heard very much 24, but you know somebody out there, Jay, we should go 24. Everybody but one person in the top 25 should be in this playoff. Please stop. I'm going to relay my opinion here in a second. But right now, it's more of a 12-team playoff format. That's at the forefront. This is not something set in stone. This is just rumors. These are things that are in the meetings that are being had. These are things that are being talked about right now. And I personally enjoy hearing some of the comments and these different things that are being out. Pete Thamel of Yahoo Sports put out an article. If you want to follow him on Twitter, I believe it's at Pete Thamel, Thamel. Go ahead and follow him there. He's in the know with college sports, college football. If you want to follow him, just read the article. Just search Pete Thamel, Yahoo Sports. You'll find it. It'll come up when you do a quick Google search. So it's very, very interesting and very enjoyable to see all of the things that are going on inside college football. Now, 12-team playoff, that's a current thing right now. They're not sure when things will go. They do know that the TV executives will be involved in these decisions because it might not just be ESPN. It might be rotation between ESPN, CBS, and Fox. Hey, maybe NBC wants to get in and make this more of a rotation just like the Super Bowl. That may happen. I don't know exactly what's going to be the case, but one thing I do know is TV executives, that money does talk. Oh, Jim Delaney, former Big Ten commissioner. A lot of you probably miss him right now. He was very vital and an instrument, basically, in getting the Rose Bowl contract with ESPN to where the Rose Bowl is played on New Year's Day on ABC every single year. I know the college football playoff doesn't really like that because they want to have their games played on a Saturday instead of New Year's Day. I think the tradition of college football as New Year's Day as a holiday, a de facto holiday, not just a national holiday, a college football holiday, and going back to that way would be something that would be a little tricky when if you're going to use these bowls as playoff games, more bowls than normal, you got to try to schedule things around the Rose Bowl, which I don't really mind having the playoff games, the semifinal games played there on New Year's Day. To me, that makes a whole lot more sense anyway. I mean, even before I was born, New Year's Day was college football. I mean, why not make that college football now for the youngest or newest generation? Don't overthink it. Make things simple. Makes your job a whole lot easier. 12-game playoff. Am I a fan of expansion? Kind of. Not really. I don't think it's needed. I think what you're going to find with expansion, let's just say somebody has a bad night, and it happens, a team that's a favorite ends up losing to a team that has three losses. You have somebody that has three losses, win the national championship, first to get into the playoff, and then you have a three-loss team win the national championship. You know the uproar is going to happen. You know how many people are going to be mad? You know how many people that are going to be downright upset, perturbed maybe? Use a different word. I rarely use that word. It was just on my mind. Because y'all changing the system to be more inclusive. I understand that word. I think there's a time and a place for that word. a 14 playoff is just a-okay. Don't try and do this. Now, I do believe there will probably be some form of a bye in the expansion if it goes to 12 teams. If it goes to 12 teams. Expansion is coming. I don't know. I'm more of a fan. If you're going to expand it, go to six. I don't think there's eight teams in college football every single year that deserve to be in the national championship game or to be in the running to play for the national championship game. I really don't believe there's six, but since y'all want to be so dogmatic about expansion, okay, cool. We'll go. I'll bend at six, but to go for eight, to go for 10, 12, 14, 16, whatever the number is, y'all doing too much. It's also probably going to be five automatic bids for Power Five conference championships. The highest group of five team ranked is going to get an automatic bid, and then the others will be at large bids. I believe that's the proper word. I get it. Expansion's coming. Not a fan of it. Not a fan at all. I think we're going to find that this inclusive word, at the end of the day, not people. You're going to find a lot of people that are not happy, and they're going to be right back where we are. Probably down the road, we'll do an episode explaining why I think college football expansion has always been inevitable. It'll probably be something that I would do a couple days to just kind of go back to decades ago for college football to where we are now to kind of explain that kind of a summer series, a summer topic to kind of fill some space. We'll figure out when that fits in with what is going on at the Ohio State University. Guys, I want to thank you so much for listening or watching Locked On Buckeyes. Remember, we are on YouTube every single day. You can follow me on Twitter at jstevens07. You can send all of your emails to jstevens317@gmail.com. Come back on Friday. We'll have another Big Things Coming series from another offensive lineman. Not sure which route we're going, but come back Friday to figure out who it is. But in the meantime, yeah, there's a couple days between now and the next episode. But as far as right now, what we can do between now and then, make sure you check out the Locked On Today podcast, because that is the place to get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your fine podcast.